Welcome to TD Daily News, your important travel updates from around the world. I'm Steve Collins, and this is the travel update for the 22nd of October. Aggressor Adventures recently announced the results of its latest consumer travel index, putting spotlight on adventure travel. The first Aggressor Index question asked respondents what types of experiences they seek when making travel plans. The results showed that more than 20% of travellers are looking for underwater adventure and more than 27% are looking for wildlife-based excursions. Furthermore, according to the 2021 Global Adventure Tourism Market Report, the global adventure travel market is expecting an elevation of $2.02 billion by 2030 and is witnessing a compound annual growth rate of 10.7% from 2020 to 2030. According to a recent study by the Outdoor Industry Association, outdoor activities have experienced the lowest impact due to the pandemic, as just 34% of people said they could or would not participate in outdoor activities due to pandemic restrictions. Additionally, research from Destination Analysts shows that nearly a third of travellers prefer to visit outdoor-oriented destinations where social distancing is built into the experience. UniWorld Boutique River Cruises' newest supership, the SS Sphinx, is now sailing on the Nile River in Egypt. It's the most luxurious river cruise ship in Egypt and features 42 suites, a swimming pool, massage room, private dining room, and al fresco dining experience. The ship operates the Splendors of Egypt and the Nile itinerary, a 12-day voyage experiencing Egypt and the Nile's top sites and including 4 nights in Cairo at the beginning and end of the trip. Guests will explore the Temple of Karnak, step inside the Egyptian Museum to view ancient artifacts, and much more. Sailings are inclusive of all meals on board, premium spirits and wine, offshore excursions, airport transfers, and onboard gratuities and Wi-Fi. Hilton is upgrading its digital key technology to allow more than one guest to have access to their room's digital key, effectively turning the free Hilton Honors app on their smartphone into a room key. Since its launch in 2015, Hilton's digital key has expanded rapidly and is now available at more than 80% of Hilton's portfolio, or close to 5,400 of Hilton's more than 6,600 properties worldwide. The technology has been used to open more than 135 million guest room doors and has reduced plastic waste by 125 tons, furthering Hilton's travel with purpose commitment to cut its environmental footprint in half by 2030. The primary guest can share their active digital key with up to 4 additional people or devices from the Hilton Honors app. Being Friday, here is the Not the Normal travel news. Most hotels desire good reviews from guests, but occasionally guests have experiences that do not encourage others to visit. Here are some of the worst reviews on TripAdvisor. From the White Leaf Hotel in London, England. My partner noticed red lumps on his skin on the following day, like hives, really itchy and red. He felt something give and moved over to the window for a better look. There was a small white maggot on his fingertip. Alive. From Balmoral House in Brisbane, Australia, the sink was literally full of vomit. It remained that way for 2 days. And from the Boulevard Hotel, Ocean Drive in Miami, Florida, dirty rooms with glass in the actual bed under the sheet. I was stabbed in the butt. Yes, the left cheek of my buttocks by a piece of glass that was in the bed. I could not stop bleeding. The ambulance and police were called out. Please queue up to book those hotels. That's our TD Daily News podcast for today. Hope you enjoyed it. Click below for more updates and see you soon.